This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
As the population continues to shift, we're on top of it, Jennifer. We're right here, raring to go.
Yep.
Population here, there, and everywhere tuned in to the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Victoria is out today. Kara is with us as well, as usual. Hi to Dick and Paul and Sandy and Rich and Susan and Robert and, let's see, some of the other people that are commenting at the DJV Facebook page. How do you do, Bob? Happy birthday to you. So here we go. Another hour of conversation welcoming everyone. We are a welcoming place here. Jennifer Horn's going to welcome you with some big stuff. She's got big chops, and we got a big story.
How about two big stories? Are you ready for it? I always
sure.
like to give you a
twofer.
Waiting
for the big chops. Yes, two.
Well, you know,
two for one.
I
yes.
love to take a good compliment. Let it sink in for a minute. All right. The race for president to take on Donald Trump in 2020 has now reached 20 contenders. Eric Swalwell is the latest to join the 2020 race. He went on to Colbert's show last night. He believes the U.S. is in quicksand. He said Americans feel like they've been running in place and it's not adding up to anything, and he is the guy for the job. So Eric Swalwell, in most of his platform,
is
going to be about gun control. He's a congressman from California. You probably would recognize him. He hasn't met a cable news camera that he doesn't like. So he's on TV a lot.
That. He and Chuck Schumer and have that in common. Yep.
Yeah, gun violence is going to be the focus of his presidential run. But he's also, of all of the candidates running, he's the most invested in the Russia investigation. He's been one of the most outspoken critics of the president. He's one that is doubting the investigative prowess of Robert Mueller and is taking to task the Attorney General William Barr. So it'll be interesting to see when that report is released if he does have reason to double down or if he'll have some egg on his face. Of all the people running, he's the one that's been most invested. So Eric Swalwell in the race, making his appearance on Colbert, as all the candidates have to do now. He's like the must-stop place in late night. And also going on, I know.
Must-stop, must-ignore.
I've never seen one episode. But speaking of Mueller and things that you won't be able to ignore today, Attorney General William Barr is set to testify publicly before the House and the Senate today and tomorrow. This will give Democrats an opportunity to raise the pressure on him a bit to release Robert Mueller's report. He's going to release the report, but it will be redacted because under the law, grand jury testimony is protected. So all of that will be removed from the report, and then it'll be released, I think, either this week or next week. The report should come out. William Barr is expected to face questions about his handling of the investigation, even though he's only been on the job for about a month, and he will testify and answer all kinds of questions, both today and tomorrow. Senate and the House is where he will appear.
How exciting. Wow, Zowie.
Yeah. For people like Adam Schiff, it really is. You know, they're drooling like crazy today. They can't wait to get their hands on him.
I see Bernie Sanders, one of the candidates, is a supporter of the filibuster process. He says, if Donald Trump is against it, I'm for it. Okay, well, listen, what does the filibuster process get us? It gets people attention. I don't know what else it does for you. Here's the story on Randall. Is it Randall? No, Randolph. Ailes? A-L-L-E-S? He was the
I've heard it said Alice,
director.
Actually. Yeah,
Alice?
He got Alice is what I heard earlier today, yeah.
Okay, so he's out.
Whammo. Well, they're cleaning
Secret
house
Service
at the Department of
years.
Homeland Security. Yeah, he was the head of the Secret Service, and the president asked him to go, asked Kirstjen Nielsen to go. He's trying to toughen up the DHS. And
So who are likely candidates? Are there any names that we know in any of these positions? Or is it all
Well, the Department of Homeland Security, there's already an acting secretary, Kevin McAlanon, I believe is how you say his name. He was in charge of ICE in Customs and Border Patrol. So he's the acting secretary, but there'll probably be someone that comes along to replace him.
Huh. Well, glad to hear that. Also, with Congress, they're taking up the ban the box bill. You familiar with this?
I don't know about banning
Ban the Box bills have outlawed criminal record checks on job applications, both at the state level and the local level, pretty much all across the country. Now, the House of Representatives is taking up its version of that idea called the Fair Chance Act. The bill comes up for a vote next week. The bill prohibits federal agencies and government contractors from asking you if you have a criminal history as a conditional offer of employment. So why shouldn't you be able to ask that? Why is it not fair? Is it prejudicial?
Especially in a government job. Come on.
I think it's something you should be able to ask, you know, during an interview or something, but if it completely eliminates you from even getting that far, you know, because you have to check that off on your application. And I guess for me, like, I would like to know if someone I'm working with is a murderer or if they've gone to jail for something terrible. But it also kind of asks the question of, okay, what's the point of serving a jail term if you get out and then you can't live your life anymore? I mean, we've heard about all of these people. Trump's gotten a few people out of prison after they've served like 20 years for either a petty drug charge or, you know, not being guilty. And then this, you know, we heard that story about Kim Kardashian, who was paying that guy's rent. Well, he couldn't get a job, even though he had done all this stuff. He couldn't keep a job because he's been a
plus
criminal.
I would say if I'm hiring someone to be an accountant, I want to know if they've been in jail for embezzlement.
Well,
and I think that's fair to me as an employer.
Yeah, it's a tough line to walk, and so I don't know if those are things that you...
Does it need to be more synthesized? It needs to be a little more
finessed. To be more nuanced. You can't just have a box where people check and say, oh, well, I went to jail once, and then, okay, well, you're out of the running and you can't get a job. Because then what are those people stuck doing, working at McDonald's
go back
the rest
to being
of their
crux.
Life?
Well, and what stinks is that you check the box, and then in an interview, I can't ask you for details about it. So I think if the box is there, I think that it should be, actually, then I get to ask you about it so I can make the appropriate decision as to whether or not you'd be a good candidate for me. But because there's so many limitations, I mean, I can't even ask people their age when I'm interviewing them because... somehow they might think that that's discrimination.
But once you get the job, we can ask you, right?
Okay. Sure, of course.
Yeah,
29.
Right, exactly. Right. Here's Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey, planning to introduce a bill to set up a federal examination on the effects of slavery and ongoing racial discrimination on blacks in our country. This would include making recommendations or reparation. You know, I'm pretty much done on this. We are 160 years since the end of slavery. Now, are black people getting a raw deal in some communities? Yep. Are white people getting a raw deal in some communities? Yep. Are people getting Hispanics? Yep. There are people who get raw deals everywhere because of the color of their skin.
Spend the money on fixing the problem.
Yeah.
Right?
But
somebody a $1,000 check and saying, we're really sorry for slavery.
Why do you deserve it? Just because somebody that was in your family 150 years ago got screwed around and abused? Why do you deserve the money?
Well, it's not like the impact only ends with people who were slaves. I mean, then their relatives weren't able to get jobs, weren't able to go in bathrooms, weren't able to do all of these things. I mean, obviously, slavery has repercussions that still impact people now and your grandparents and your great-grandparents.
Yeah, but let's do it for now. Let's get them for now and what they're doing wrong, not for what was done 150 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Jen that we need to fix cities that are and laws and stuff that are impacting people instead of just giving checks. But
you know, I heard the most interesting argument about this yesterday, actually, and I thought it makes so much sense. The case can be made that you could give reparations to Japanese Americans that were put in internment camps during the war, right? That was in our recent history. American citizens who happened to be Japanese were put away, their belongings, God knows what happened to them. But when African Americans came here enslaved hundreds of years ago, they were not American citizens at the time. So it's a really hard argument to make that you would pay somebody who's not an American citizen, whose own people sold them in slavery, to a country who actually had a war to free them. And I think it's a tough argument to make. I think instead of people like Cory Booker looking to try to put some excitement behind his presidential run, he should go into Chicago, deal with the tough stuff. There are already, I think, 400 deaths, shooting deaths already in Chicago this year. Yeah. Deal with that. That
great leadership from Rahm Emanuel.
Way better.
Yeah.
Well, he's on his way out. There's no money.
Yeah, I know. It's well. Let's see if we can fix another problem that you may be having. What are you having for dinner tonight? Remember the old commercial? Don't cook tonight. Eat Chicken Delight. Remember those? Anybody remember those commercials beside me?
I do. Yeah, you having
don't
chicken
cook tonight.
I'm having chicken tonight, yep.
All right, well, here's something much better because it's much healthier than the crap that you get at the fast food store or even if you order in and have it delivered. There's a great spot running in England for delivery, and it's a couple of old folks watching a television show, and the delivery guy comes in and brings in their pizza. It was just because the delivery service is not only making it big here, they're making it big over there. So if that's what's going on with you and you're really not sure what you get for dinner, whether you go out or whether you order in, here's some news from Martha Stewart. There's a new company called Martha and Marley Spoon that will send you fresh, great ingredients in the cooking. It straight comes right to your house. Makes it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your home. A lot of people know, and they listen to me, I talk about this on the farm program, on the health programs, on DJV, all about eating well and intelligently. Well, this is a fabulous way to eat both well and intelligently and inexpensively. The features of food range from classic to creative, and you can cook it all up in less than a half an hour and be eating really wonderful food thanks to Martha and Marley Spoon. Want to be a part of this free taste test? Say it again, Doug. Free taste test. Let's do that one. Free taste test.
What is wrong with you?
Excuse
Can
me.
I sign up for one of them taste tests?
I'll take a taste test, please. Text the word fork to 246-810. All right, we got that, Jennifer? Fork.
Taste test. At what?
At fork. This is fork you.
Thank
fork
you.
Fork to 246-810. Get their great food sent right to your door. Text the word fork to 246-810. Free meals today from Martha and Marley Spoon. Text the word fork to 246-810. And do it now while you're thinking about it with a smile on your face. Thanks to Jennifer being crude. It's 20 past the hour here on the DJV program. Thanks a lot.
Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. You've heard us talking about this for a long time here on the program. And Calitrin, speaking of long times, has a lot of success behind them, 20 years to be exact. It's all natural, drug, and stimulant-free. And Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein. That's important because that's been proven to promote healthy, lean muscle and weight loss. You don't need to take Calitrin a bunch of times. You don't have to walk around town with the whole sack of supplements. Nope, you take Calitrin once a day right before you go to bed. Calitrin works while you sleep. It won't give you the jitters. It won't keep you awake, and it won't cause an upset stomach like a lot of the other products that are out there on the market. Go to toploss.com and use the promo code DJV. Get better sleep. Shed pounds. What could be better than that? With Calitrin, get your 90-day supply today and get another 90 days free plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com and use the promo code DJV to start losing weight today.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Did you know Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, is doing a health seminar on April the 8th at the Hilton Garden Inn? That's 8202 South 100th East Avenue. Tulsa, Oklahoma. The meeting will get started promptly at 7 o'clock. Distributors are $10 and everyone else is free. If you have any questions, call Brandy at 615-389-7733.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Recognize Rod Stewart's voice here. Hard to mistake his voice. Rod Stewart in the musical focus here, 24 after, on the DJV program. Rod Stewart and Jeff Beck are going to get back together for a special show at the Hollywood Bowl next fall. According to a press release yesterday, it'll be their most in-depth concert in 35 years. You may remember, if you're my age or were around listening to music in the 60s, that Rod Stewart and Jeff Beck were the Jeff Beck group. They disbanded after a couple of years, recorded a couple of albums. They have reunited here and there over the years, most notably in 85 when they recorded a cover of People Get Ready, which is what you're listening to now. So if you don't remember, let's crank it up for a sec, Kara. They weren't exactly friends. They fought about pretty much everything when they were together. So this is something after the estrangement of 10 years or so that will be, I think, welcomed by a lot of their fans. The Hollywood Bowl show marked their first onstage appearance since 2009, in fact, when Rod Stewart made a surprise appearance at Beck's show at the El Rey Theater in L.A. to sing this song. The reunion led to a series of phone calls and emails. They discussed the possibility of recording an album of blues music together. It didn't happen, though. Stewart and Beck fell back into their old ways, didn't speak to each other for a number of years after the idea for the blues album fell apart. And Stewart told Rolling Stone that he hoped the two could find a way to create an album together. So at the moment, not clear whether this Hollywood Bowl show will be another brief stop or perhaps the beginning of a collaboration that could lead to their first album together in 50 years. As they say, time will tell. I never thought they were that great together. Stewart in Faces, the group Faces. Kara, did you ever hear of the group Faces? That was a Rod Stewart presentation. But he didn't, you know, Faces was early on with him. Then, you know, the Beck thing. But he's done, obviously, the best on his own, and he knows that.
Yeah, this is a bit rockier, so I like this more. I'm not the biggest Rod Stewart fan on his own. But
nah, I'm not either. His legs are too skinny.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you have very weird opinions about people that make you not like them, but okay.
So, listen, makes for an interesting conversation. Speaking of interesting conversation, let's turn the page to focus on ZZ Top, working on their 50th anniversary tour. The start of the shows in Texas next month. ZZ Top bringing their celebration on the road with a U.S. tour starting later this summer after they get going in May. Cheap Trick once again serve as the primary special guest, with Leonard Skinner also on board for a couple of shows. Billy Gibbons said from ZZ Top of the 50th anniversary track, quote, "It's been 5 decades. I think we're starting to get pretty good at this." I think he's right about that. He also said, "We're truly excited to be appearing cross country this summer, playing our bluesy kind of rock that we started in 69. Frank Beard accepted...
All of their beards, except for Frank Beard's, are longer. Yeah. Frank Beard's the only one without a beard.
Doesn't have a beard. That's it. Right. Thank you for getting that straight. ZZ Top. Well, I always think about them when I think of your father, and I think of them because your father, I always say, well, there are pictures I've seen of him. Looks like he belongs in ZZ Top with that beard of his.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah. He's got a long gray one.
Long gray beard. Okay, so the first album came out, I think it's 69, and another one 71. They're going to start August in Ridgefield, Washington, 34 gigs, ending in October in West Palm Beach. So if you want tickets, they go on sale on Friday, 28 after the hour. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, NuGenix, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
3 U.S. service members and a contractor killed in an attack near Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan. 3 other Americans injured in the explosion late yesterday. The Taliban has since claimed responsibility. There are now 18 Democrats running for the White House in 2020. Congressman Eric Swalwell making the announcement last night on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on CBS.
I talked to kids who sit in their classroom afraid that they'll be the next victim of gun violence. And they see Washington doing nothing about it after the moments of silence. And they see lawmakers who love their guns more than they love our kids. And none of that is going to change until we get a leader who is willing to go big on the issues we take on, be bold in the solutions we offer, and do good in the way that we govern.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything. I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks. Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off. What's utterly fascinating about the dust bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because, yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh, no, it's the dust bunny's only natural predator. Run along, dust bunnies, run along.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone? I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
All right, back in the saddle here on the DJV program, 34 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is here with me. I don't have Jennifer, I don't have Victoria, but I have my own mind, I have my wits about me, I have Kara. What more could I ask for? Right?
It's a good question. In my personal opinion.
Yes, I know it is. All right, so Kara's from Maryland. Here's a story about a man from Maryland who apparently was inspired by Daesh. Other people call it ISIS, plotted to ram a stolen U-Haul truck into as many pedestrians as possible at a convention tourist destination yesterday. He went to court. Do you see this? 28-year-old Rondell Henry, detained on a charge of driving a stolen vehicle across state lines, was arrested after officials discovered the stolen truck as he leapt over a security fence to try to get into some place. I don't know, this guy was crazy to begin with. And that's the thing. we report on these events, and it's almost matter of fact. Okay, this guy did that. Nobody gets into what it is that makes these people tick. Why is this person so crazy? Not that it's excusable because he or she is crazy. It just is another layer of the story, another layer of attention, another layer of information. Should this guy go to jail for 10 years? I don't know if going to jail fixes anything. The guy is crazy. He should be in some detention center that deals with his emotions, that deal with his lack of reality quotient. I don't know, whatever the hell it is. But these people, by definition, are crazy. The same can be said for that young... Remember we talked to Kara a couple, 3 weeks ago about this young lady. I think her name is, if I pronounce it correctly, Hoda Muthana. Remember her? She was from Alabama. She joined ISIS, went over there, married a couple of guys that were ISIS members. They got killed. Now she's scared. She wants to come back to America after having been involved in ISIS. The president said, no, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think everyone in the country is okay with that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not really an easy way to tell if someone is lying or if they're really scared or if they're still radicalized. And I just don't see, I mean, you make that decision and you go over there. And while I feel sad for her if she's not happy or, you know, realize how dangerous it is,
yeah,
I don't particularly want her back in the country. I think most people feel that way.
So then let me go back to this other guy for a minute who is an American citizen. He is a guy who hates America, so he says. He thinks the Islamic State has the right idea, has been a fan, he said, of their beheading videos and that sort of thing. So he first considered an attack both at BWI, where your father works, and at Dulles Airport, but he wasn't successful trying to breach the security perimeter. Didn't work. So then he went to the harbor in Baltimore to try to do something there. But if you work that hard at doing something like that, I think you are just crazy. And so what do you do with somebody like that? Putting him in jail? Well, once people find out what your ideas are in jail, chances are you'll be dispatched fairly quickly anyway by the inmates. But does that fix the problem? I think that these people need a different kind of attention.
Yeah,
that's just my
it's hard to know what to do with someone when they haven't actually committed a crime. Obviously, he's said terrible things and has tried to commit a crime.
He's
and
trying,
thank
but
God,
I,
you know, I hadn't even heard of this. And I'm glad that obviously nothing happened. There are a ton of people. It was beautiful yesterday and over the weekend. Yeah. There would have been a ton of people outside of the Baltimore Harbor. His plan, he said he just wanted to drive and drive and drive and just hit as many people as possible.
Yeah.
So thank God it didn't happen. But, yeah, I don't know what you'd do with those people. I guess all it does is teach, you know, everyone else who's normal out there to just, you have to be aware and you have to try and keep yourself safe wherever you go. It's like you don't expect that to happen at the Baltimore Harbor, but I guess you have to be aware and look out for any crazy people who are driving trucks and trying to kill people. You have to do that everywhere now.
And you do. Yeah. As I leave the house today, I'll be looking for crazy people coming up and down my road. Some people think I'm crazy. I get on the road with a tractor.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might not have to look that far.
Excuse me?
Some people might look at the crazy dude driving the tractor down the road and be a
little
nervous.
That's me. I'm driving that tractor. I make, now that the weather's getting better, I make it my business as often as possible to get out on the road at 5 o'clock when all the traffic is running here and there, up and down my old, this is a street that is one of those protected scenic roads, old country back road, just barely enough room for people to actually pass, and they speed up and down the road 40, 50 miles an hour. The speed limit's 20. So I just get out my tractor and I go from one field to another and
you wonder why people
down
in the town love you so much.
Blow horns at me. Well, mostly these are people that aren't in town. They're coming from elsewhere, and I don't feel particularly I don't feel like I have a responsibility to make it easier for them to move through town.
Well, you do have a responsibility to make it harder for them.
That's me. You got it.
Very nice.
So I think we ought to put on Professor Stefan's hat for a minute. We continue to talk about immigrants, and I was exposed to a lot of information last week that I thought I would pass along to you in some shortened form for a couple of minutes, studying where Americans came from, the Great Awakening, the Enlightenment, if you will. We talked a lot with some ministers in Ireland about Puritanism, colonial America, the Pilgrims, the Anglicans, the Separatists, and we had actually quite a good time. I met a guy named Jerry Lynn, who brought us into the City Hall in Londonderry, where there have been lots of protests, lots of people were shot when they had their time there during the 60s and 70s. But then we started talking a lot about some of the original Irish that took their doctrine and wanted to go colonize America. And it really was, I had forgotten about it, even if I studied it in school in some place, because I do remember much about, you know, we all are, we're a nation of immigrants. And this is the argument that people use most persistently to talk about why we ought to be letting all these people into the country that want to come in. After all, we're a nation of immigrants. Yep. But most of us did it the right way. Whether you were Dutch, whether you were Swedish, Welsh, German, French, a lot of the French Huguenots came with the Irish into New York and Boston. Actually, a number of them went down to Charleston, South Carolina, and some of these ships that I was talking about. The non-English immigrants that came in, the Germans especially, a lot of German migration. We don't think much about that. The Swiss, the Moravians, really interesting combo of people. So I just look back at the populations of our 13 colonies. This is really ear-opening. How many people lived in Virginia, would you say, in 1625 when things were just getting cooking? Kara, take a guess at how many people lived in Virginia in 1625.
I have no idea how many people even live in Virginia now.
Really?
Yeah. All right. 75,000.
1,980 people.
I was
at
pretty
the
close,
end of
huh?
1625. Yeah, you were quite close. Plymouth, Massachusetts, in 1625, had 180 people living in it. In 1641, the number of people living in Virginia had expanded to 50,000. 1688, there were 200,000 people, all immigrants, living in Virginia. 1715, there were 434,000. I thought this was pretty interesting. And then the population of the colonies, comparing it all, by the end of the 18th century, there were 4 million people living at our... When we declared our independence, there were, in the 13 colonies, 3.99 million people. It's close enough, 4 million people that lived here. In 1730, Philadelphia had 8,500 people living. In the same period of time, about 9,500 people lived in New York. 13,000 people lived in Boston. That was pretty interesting. And then you go to the end of that, the same end of the period, just after the Revolutionary War. Philadelphia had 42,000 people living in it at that time, which I think is pretty amazing. New York had 33,000. Boston, 18,000. Isn't that interesting how the figures and the numbers of people, and you compare that now, Philadelphia has about 4, almost 5 million people live there. New York has 13, almost 14 million people living there. Boston has in the city proper 1.8, 1.9 million, but in suburban Boston is another couple of million. Very interesting, I think, to understand and contemplate where we all came from and put that together with the information that we continue to talk about, where it is it's questionable as to whether we like and want to embrace these people that are coming here illegally. And I think that's the main difference. All the people that say, well, we're a country of immigrants and Christians and all of that stuff. Yeah, we were, but we somehow figured out how to do it at the time the way it was prescribed once we had a system. But remember, when the first people came here, there was no system, and they just all came. and they settled and did their thing. But it's a whole different world now, and to use that excuse, I think, doesn't work. I just don't think it works anymore, frankly. Here's something that will work for men who are having a problem. If you're not in shape and you're not able to do everyday tasks and you want to see an increase in the ability that you have to work and to perform, if you know what I mean, the solution is a product called NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X. Give me 60 seconds to talk to you about NuGenix. You'll feel better than ever because it gives you, there's a lot of nitric oxide in this. It helps to expand your blood vessels. If you're feeling exhausted, you're working out, you're not doing well when it comes to lovemaking, whatever it is, NuGenix is there to help. High levels of testosterone and the nitric oxide help you preserve the energy and performance that you need as things get older. You know what I mean? Everything's getting older. Body's getting older. Ability's older. So let's try some NuGenix. It will maximize your energy. It will increase lean muscle mass. And it will boost your libido. Wellness will be restored. Revive your confidence. Boost your energy. Go to your phone and text to 321-321, the word force. Get a complimentary bottle. Yep, a free bottle of NuGenix. It can be yours. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Be on your way to be more confident person. You get the force, you understand? The force is with you when you text F-O-R-C-E to 321-321. Restore that energy and ability with a free bottle of NuGenix. Text FORCE, you'll get yours, FORCE, to 321-321. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Soars the name of hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
And you knew when you were there.
If a girl's a man, woman. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Doesn't like this.
No welfare state.
Everybody pulls his weight.
Yeah, all the smile and gray. Knows what I
can just imagine the two principals and All in the Family singing that song, the theme from All in the Family. All right, so Carol O'Connor's gone. I think Stapleton's gone, too, isn't she? Is she still around?
Yeah, she's gone, too. And yeah. The reason we played that, Doug, is this day in TV history, 1979, the 204th and final episode of All in the Family aired on CBS. Back in the day when there was only three
networks.
Major TV yeah. networks, no cable. I don't think, I'm pretty sure in 1979 you could not even record a TV show on a VHS.
I think you're right.
At that time.
But this thing captured, this went on and captured the imagination. Norman Lear really hit a home run with this. This show was watched by 30 million people a week.
Even more back in the day. And I'd argue the greatest sitcom of all time, and that's saying a lot.
Maybe.
And clearly, this would be an awesome piece of TV to watch in our times now. I mean, it's just so relevant.
Yeah.
Great piece of television.
Whether you get away with it or not is another story. Speaking of getting away with it, do you know anything about Allison Mack, the actress who I guess is best known for being in a TV show called Smallville? Whether she was
well, I do know. I mean, it's you know, she got caught up in something pretty
weird,
insane, and obviously going to do some jail time. But I remember her. I used to watch Smallville. She played a character named Chloe. I thought she was very appealing on that show, and you know, when this all came down, I was sort of like, wow, it goes to show you never really understand people till you understand them. But she's going to pay probably a pretty serious price for something very serious she did.
All right, do you know who Seymour Cassell was? Character actor. If you look him up, you recognize him because he's been in hundreds of movies. Passing away at the age of 84, I made mention of him earlier because we had a talk convention in Los Angeles 1 year, and we were in a few of us were at a watering hole after the event, and he came in and tried to pick up two of the girls that were with us, two of the women in the group, and I never forgot him after that. Very prestigious looking, sharp, very distinguished, a real sharp character actor, like those, so many of them.
Yeah, I know he's in the movie It Can Happen to You with Nick Cage and Bridget Fonda. I didn't know his name until I heard that yesterday. I looked at his picture.
Dick Tracy, Rushmore, he's been all over the place. Yep. All right, what else do we have in movie news for people to consider today?
A few other things. Warner Brothers yesterday greenlit a sequel to its superhero movie Shazam, bringing back the same producer, director, and screenwriter. That's no surprise. Word of mouth on this film is really good. It had a good
opening. Let me ask you this. Yeah. You've seen it. Do you like it? Would I like it?
I don't know. You got to really unleash your inner childhood, I think, to like it. It's very family oriented. It's not an overly serious superhero film, although I do believe future installments will get a little bit more serious with the character, but it is an origin movie. Kudos to Zachary Levi, who stars in this movie. He was on the NBC sitcom Chuck. I think he did a fantastic job, and it's going to solidify his financial future going forward, because when you start doing sequels to this stuff, the paychecks get pretty big. Other news, Tim Burton says that most likely a sequel to Beetlejuice, which has been discussed over the last few years, is now dead.
Yeah. Is it?
AMC. Yeah.
Why?
It just hasn't gotten... I don't think they could come up with a working script.
Good story.
That they're satisfied with.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. And one other bit of TV news. AMC has announced that they're going to greenlight a third Walking Dead series, which will come out sometime in the next year. I'm happy about that because I love the overall universe. So
AMC, not the movie chain, but AMC is American. Well, it used to be called American Movie Classics.
And they kept that. There's not a lot of classics shown on that channel, but they've made a lot of money off the Walking Dead franchise in the last 10 years. Even though the ratings have dropped, they're going to obviously have the ability to sell this property in a lot of different venues.
Well, a lot of stuff goes overseas, you know. That's where big stuff happens. Hi, Chucker. Good job. Chuck Curry, our movie man here on the DJV Show. Time 59 past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.